Richard, what was the message on time travel? What did they say to the contactees about that?
Well, certainly time travel features are something which can take place. And, of course, at that time, it was just the stuff of science fiction, really. Now, of course, with the concept of cosmic wormholes, with speeds faster than light, I mean, after all, time is only measured in the movement of planetary bodies. You know, it's quite the stuff of cutting-edge astrophysics. But basically, their whole governance, if you like, or scientific principles were based on spiritual laws and what you might call the law of karma. And that was the overriding thing. And within that framework, then, yes, time travel could take place under certain conditions.
Did they ever talk in terms of they were from the future? They were from the planet Earth, but from the future?
I haven't heard that particular mention. I think in the context of Dan Fry, though, they did say they were from the past on this Earth, the previous civilization, Atlantis. And, of course, there has been reference to, you know, coming from different places and different times. So I just think it's probably beyond us to give us too much detail about that because, you know, you do come up with a lot of anomalies unless you really, and I go into this a bit in my book, if you have what is called, you know, the theoretical thing that you could go back in time, you could therefore, you know, kill the person who was your grandfather and then...
I think we lost you, so we'll get you back on, Richard. And Richard, of course, is live in the United Kingdom, and we're going to try to do our best to get him back on. But that sounded like a bad phone problem, so we may not be able to get him on at all. And if he does not, then we will go into open lines. As a matter of fact, it might be prudent to give you the open line phone numbers just in case. So here they are. West of the Rockies, 800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 800-825-5033. First-time caller line is 818-501-4721, and the wildcard line is 818-501-4109. Tommy tells me and Dan tells me we've got him back online, so here we go. Sounds like the government clipped you, Richard, huh?
I know. These phones never go wrong, and suddenly they've all gone pear-shaped in the last 40 minutes. How strange.
Wow. You don't have a storm out there in the UK, do
no,
you?
No, not at all. Everything's fine. It's a good phone system, but there you go.
Okay. Well, we'll keep riding it out with you. You sound
Thank
great.
Thank you. So do you, George. Good. You know, I'm glad it's coming over clearly anyway.
I was going to ask you, how did you get involved in all this? What sparked your interest?
I was really one of those people who was really searching for answers, and I was looking into all sorts of different philosophies at the time. This was while I was at university. I had a sort of a formative experience because I came across the Aetherius Society and found it to be, for me, the absolute answer. It answered all my questions. And what I loved about it was also it was a path of service to others. And that's really, I think, the key message that comes through from the cosmic masters, the beings from other planets. So I was really drawn to this. And then I was being a student at university, very short of money. And I used to play a game called squash, which is a bit like the game rackets, I think, in America.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I couldn't really afford both to buy gym shoes to play squash and also to buy these books of the Aetherius Society and tapes, because some of the cosmic transmissions are available on tape. Now, of course, it's CD. So I had to make a choice, and I chose the tapes and the books. And then there was a massive sighting in a place in the north of England. It was Hull, is the name of the place. And hundreds of people, including myself and my friend John Holder, who was at university with me, we shared a flat at the time, saw this UFO moving across the sky. So John and I drove out into the countryside to get a better view of it. We had a battered old car. We drove out. And we parked the car, and we walked across a field which was laden with either rain or dew, I'm not sure which, but it's wet.
Right.
Just to look at this cigar-shaped object moving slowly across the sky. We got to the middle of the field. And then it moved over an old oak tree and was obscured. I mean, it was high in the sky, but it was obscured by the oak tree. And I looked down, and under the oak tree on a dry piece of ground was a brand new pair of gym shoes my size. And I, you know, so, okay, that's, you could say that's a coincidence, some would say, or you could say it's synchronicity. I mean, not claiming anything. I'm not saying it was from another planet, nothing like that. But to me, it was a little sign, because I knew what I'd done, and I'd deliberately given up buying these gym shoes to look into UFO-related material. Then I have a sighting, and I find the gym shoes. So I picked them up, and then the craft came back into sight again. And it was just an interesting little experience while I was investigating these things. But later, I met Dr. King and was lucky to become a student of his and learn, and I never look back. It's absolutely. I really do recommend people to investigate it.
So he had an amazing interest in you, and it helped mold and shape your career.
Well, he was. I mean, I wasn't of particular interest to him at that time. I must say, I was just one of his, like, followers and students around the world. But I did get to know him very well later, and then we became close friends, and I worked with him and wrote with him. But, I mean, he was a truly remarkable, outstanding individual, a master of yoga, and a great contactee. And the thing about him was he absolutely practiced what he preached. He followed these teachings and lived them, and in some ways you could almost say went beyond them. I mean, he really did give fantastic example and pattern and ways which people could use to serve others. That was his big thing, and he did it himself. I mean, in the last week of his life, when he was quite poorly, he was still active. He was still, just a week before he passed, I think, he got a transmission from another planet of great significance. And he tirelessly worked to put these messages out, even when the climate was hostile. He didn't stop him at all. He had courage. He had bravery. He really is one of the remarkable individuals of modern times.